Welcome to Film Feuds. I'm your host, CJ Kaiser, and we are here for the finals of Best Movie of 2017. We've had three exciting weeks. This is the finals. Winner of each one has come down to do this one. This is your first time listening to this podcast. My name is CJ Kaiser. I'm your host. You can follow the Film Feud podcast on Twitter at Film Feud Podcast or on Facebook at Film Feuds. You can follow me at I Am Seizure on any social media. That's seizure as in epilepsy. Quick announcements. This is the end of season two. Season three will start very shortly, possibly next week. Not sure yet. I'd really appreciate your support for Film Feuds by liking the page, sharing the podcast with your friends, follow us on Podomatic or on iTunes, give us a good rating, leave comments, tell us what you think of the episodes. If you think the guests didn't have a good argument, submit your own. I'll give you a shout out on the next podcast. Also, if you really want to support us, follow us on Patreon at patreon.com/filmfeuds. Donate $1 a month. It'll help us a long way trying to keep this podcast on air for you guys. And you get some bonus rewards such as unaired episodes. It'll be really cool. Follow us on there. I'll even create a cartoon avatar for you that I'll hide somewhere in the newest image of the newest episode. It only costs you $1, so please donate. Big shout out to all my listeners in the US and the UK, or Europe actually, because that's where it seems most of my listeners are coming from. Send me a message. Tell me what you think of the show. Tell us what you think can improve. Or if you've got any questions you want to submit, or even topics, send them my way. All right, that's enough from me. Let's get straight into the episode. Best movie of 2017, The Finals. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Film Feuds. I'm your host, CJ Kaiser, and we're here for the finals of Best Movie of 2017. We had the three champions from the last 3 weeks. We have Anthony Cascio with Logan, we have Marty Morgan with Baby Driver, and we have T. Rena with Wonder Woman. Yes, and how are you guys feeling?
Fantastic.
I'm feeling extremely pumped, I must say.
I'm kind of confused at to who my competitors are, but whatever. It's like, in terms of the movies, I know who you boys are, but yeah.
Well, all good choices, all good episodes, yes, all good choices. All these movies got higher than 90% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Indeed.
Okay. Indeed. All right.
And if you follow Rotten Tomatoes, that's a thing. If you don't, yeah, it doesn't mean anything. All right. So now, for our first-time listeners, you are coming into the wrong episode, because this is the best of 2017. Oscars are about to come up. Do you guys have any predictions on who's going to win the Oscars?
I don't actually think Three Billboards is going to win. I think Frances McDormand will take out the Oscar. And I think it might actually go to Get Out. That would be pretty cool.
I think The Shape of Water.
Ooh, Shape of Water. Actually, yeah, Shape of Water.
I want to see it. But
yeah. No chance they're going to give it to Get Out. No chance.
No chance, yeah.
No chance. It would be great if they did, but
yeah,
no chance.
Yeah, because they gave it to Moonlight last year, and they're like, okay, that's one.
Gary Oldman. Yeah,
exactly. That was
exactly my rationale.
So, Shape of Water, good call. Yeah, and I think Guillermo del Toro will take out...
Needs a win, damn it.
Yeah, and Gary Oldman for Oscar? Yeah, have you seen it?
No, I haven't, but he's due for his, sympathy.
He's way overdue for his Oscar.
Scent of a Woman. That they gave to Pacino.
And what was Training Day for
Denzel
Washington?
My man.
It's a sore spot, Training Day.
All right, so we're going to go into the finals. As now, for the first time listening, the way the show works is that there's seven questions. The guests do not know what the questions are. They have to make an argument on each question. Whoever convinces me they have the best argument wins a point. Whoever gets the most points at the end wins, and we play another game right at the end of this show. We'll get to that later. But the show is spoiler-filled, so if you don't know any of these movies, watch those movies, come back, listen to the podcast, find out who won. Okay, now, quick introductions.
Yeah, Anthony Cascio. We don't know what the questions are. We're going to know before we have to answer them, are we?
No.
Yeah, no.
I don't see it.
You're going to tell us, ask us the questions?
No, not at all. It's completely secretive.
Damn. Really going to be
hard.
Answer
the question.
Okay, I can do
you
it.
You give your answer, then they tell you the questions.
Okay, I can do it. I can do it.
It's Film Feud Jeopardy.
Now, if you're wondering what's with the background noise, we are filming live at the Chippo Hotel, where Comedy on Edge is every Tuesday. Come down, check it out. We're supposed to do this magic mic, but I got tickets to Black Panther, sucked in cunts, so I'll go to that, and I said the C-word on my own podcast. I'll bleep it. It's okay.
Boom!
All right, so...
Some of us were nice enough to go and get Black Panther tickets for Thursday to be courteous to his...
Someone's taking me out for Valentine's.
Oh, how nice. What? Okay.
Stop it. I feel...
I know.
Get out, man.
I'm going for the movie.
Honestly, if blue moons occur, you've got to take photos of it. So I completely agree now. We're fine. We're good.
All right. So, okay. Now, Anthony Cascio, they can follow you at Courage the Cowardly Wog on Instagram.
Correct.
Marty Morgan, they can follow you at MartyMorgan1, is that you?
That's me, yep.
On Twitter or Insta? It's on one of them, I'll find it.
What?
And Tarina's on a T_Tate.
Yep.
On Facebook, or no, on Twitter.
Twitter, Insta, and also doing a little side project at Mary.
We'll get to plugs later. And this, you got to admit, I remembered all your handles, and I haven't even written it down. Yeah.
That's impressive.
Plug time's at the end. Okay. First question. And who wants to start this one off?
Me.
Okay, Mighty Morgan's chosen to go first. First off, is best feel-good moment in your movie?
Best feel-good moment. I guess when the main character of the film is chatting up the girl in the diner and love is blossoming. You can see something's... There's a spark there, and it really is a spark. It's lovely.
Tea.
Are you doing Easter egg moments or not?
You can count Easter egg moments if it's a feel-good moment to you or as in general.
As a fan, if there are any DC fans out there, which thankfully Wonder Woman actually created some more, the Easter egg at the end is when she gets the Bruce Wayne. God, sorry, please forgive my not being able to talk properly. Bruce Wayne, and he sends her the watch that she was given by Steve. And then obviously that kicks on to
Superman in it. Oh no, Batman.
Batman sorts out the old watch given to her by Steve. And that then leads into the Justice League, which is it's a pretty, if you're a comic book fan, you're a DC fan, it's a pretty cool moment.
Lakash.
Okay, so the key relationship in the film is obviously between Logan and his, well, we find out, his daughter in the end. Yeah, sorry. Spoiler. And essentially earlier in the movie, there's a moment between them where he's suffering from some injuries and she says to him, "You're dying." And then she looks at him again and goes, "You want to die, right?" Because he's had such a rough life that he wants to just die and end it. But at the end of the movie, he actually dies. Another spoiler. But he dies for a cause. He dies sacrificing himself to save the young mutants, to give them a chance to progress, including his daughter. So
good because you know there's another film coming.
Exactly. Because right. as comic book movie fans, particularly of the Marvel extended universe, we always just want more.
Yeah.
All right, everyone's made their points. Yes. Take each other down. Go.
Yeah, boo. Whatever. Baby drunk. Wow, the biggest thing was he picked up some chick. I've never seen that before in a movie.
Yeah, it was a sweet moment.
A love story is not feel good in 2018. Like, we've seen that a million times. This is in 1998. Tom Hanks isn't in the movie. I don't think so.
As opposed to, the father dying for the daughter, which I haven't seen, which hasn't been, a Shakespearean trope for, I don't know, how many hundreds of years?
Yep. For a reason. That's a lot better than an Easter egg that only a few people are going to understand.
Oh, please.
The Easter egg was very confusing.
I feel very good about Easter eggs in comic book movies.
Are you sure you weren't just feeling good because it was the end of the film?
No, mate. When you see Bruce Wayne come up to drop it into her and she's like...
Yeah. Honestly, drop it into her.
I really get a kick out of Easter eggs too in movies, but that, I don't even know if that even counts as an Easter egg.
It is an Easter egg.
An Easter egg's got to be so subtle that only real diehard fans get it.
I won't call it an Easter egg.
I do think it's great that Hugh Jackman died. Can I just say that? I didn't know that, but that is a wonderful thing that he died.
That's just borderline un-Australian, but go on. Sorry, guys, I'm like you.
I'm sorry. I think we can just take Marty out of it anyway. Just take
it. It's over. Try to take the king down, hey?
The king.
The king is still in.
Oh, boo. Come on, man.
He took you down with a very good line because it's the end of the movie.
Okay.
You make him convince me. Me.
Oh.
Me.
Is that a new t-shirt?
Yeah, it is. Nice. Right, I like it. Okay, location gets a point.
No. Okay, that's for later.
Okay, one last line, quick. I'm leaning towards one person here.
One last line in taking down of everybody else, or one last line in defense of your own?
In defense of your own.
Okay.
Good one.
I'm going to say if love isn't a beautiful moment, if young love blossoming is not a beautiful thing, how is that not feel good? You people must just be so bitter and twisted.
It's just not the feel good moment.
It's my time, so shut up. I'm sorry, just because it's not secretive and it's inclusive to all fans. Yeah, I'm sorry. It's inclusive to all fans and everybody gets on board and then watches Justice League and then we can have more Wonder Woman films because they were amazing.
Yeah, but they're still not, those Wonder Woman films aren't going to be the best.
Make the decision. And the decision goes to Marty. That was a great argument at the end. Marty gets the point. Love conquers all, my friends.
This is so stupid.
No, it's not. It was a
date for Valentine's Day, so shut up.
I never said it was a date. I said it was a free ticket to Black Panther.
Date.
Okay.
Another point. We're going to kamikaze this and just go after you. You know that, right?
Yeah, we'll see. Okay, next question. Best cinematographer. T started off.
Oh, come on. No, that's not fair. Best cinematographer? The person who did whoever was the cinematographer of Wonder Woman? Yeah, cool. Them.
Well, describe what they did with the movie.
They made it look pretty? No. Actually, the choreographer should get an award, to be honest.
We're talking about cinematography.
I don't know anything about cinematography. Come back to me after when I've looked up the name.
Okay. Well, look, I don't think any of us are going to actually know the name of the cinematographer off the top of our heads. However, I will contend that Logan is the only movie, as far as I'm concerned, out of these three, that is set in a post-apocalyptic future timeline, which obviously to create the universe of the future requires a great deal of detail. And for that, they did a bang-up job of creating the wasteland future where mutants have been outlawed, etc., etc.
That's never been done before either. Look, Baby Driver, if you've seen it, Baby Driver was a visual feast. I mean, it was a great story, and it was obviously an incredible soundtrack and stuff, but it was a visual feast. It was just... The opening scene was just like action. Action and encapsulating the whole film in moments, and then the second scene, I even forgot that the second scene was actually like this 3.5 minute take, one take, just with this guy just going through the street and there's just all this stuff happening, and it really was brilliant. It was choreographic, it was visual feast, it was, I don't know, I was thrilled.
So to summarise, Marty's points are, the first scene was good, the second scene was good, and it was great.
He did mention about the 3 minute walk scene. He did mention something there. You mentioned about the style. T hasn't said anything.
Because I just figured out what a cinematographer does. It's a cinematographer. Wonder Woman, you know, they had to do a lot of the sets, obviously a lot of green scenes, which you got to organise, and it was pretty seamless. The island itself, which is called where all the women live, that's pretty amazing, and it looks pretty seamless. You've also got numerous fight scenes. Actually, in terms of CGI, it was pretty good, but that's not what you asked. And also, the cinematographer had to put together, make us feel like we were back in the World War One era, which, you know what, I did. What about it? I felt like I was back there.
I watched a little bit of Wonder Woman, and it always turns me off when a film has to rely on this sort of this moving, the symphony, you know, creating the emotion that the acting and the action and the scenes don't create. I just always think that's so disappointing.
Is CGI not part of cinematography? I thought it would count.
Kind of.
Because the villain in Wonder Woman has probably got the worst CGI I've ever seen in my life.
That wasn't... Oh, you mean the
at the end when they give him the big, when they give the guy from Harry Potter.
Okay.
I don't think a lot of cinematography needs to go in a non-fiction movie either. So, I mean,
you know what? I'm going to be controversial and I'm going to make a decision now. I'm going to go with Marty again. Marty's got the point.
You're absolutely right, though.
He described his.
Because he's the only one who sat down today without. Well, I don't know. Did you do anything during the day?
It was probably the only film that actually was a visual feast. That the cinematography was actually good. So it's hard for you guys.
I
will contend. He's right. I think we should get sympathy points for that. So.
All right. Next question. Now this one is a little different. This one is worst moment from the other people's films. So you have to make sure that you're...
I haven't seen Baby Driver.
I haven't seen them, so...
Marty, I think you got an advantage here.
Okay, well, the worst moment for me of Logan was... I watched the first few minutes, and...
Do you watch a whole film?
It was just such... Oh, it was such tripe. It was like, oh, the broken man who's going to redeem himself. He's lost his faith in the world. It was just so stereotypical. I just went, I can't watch any more of this. Wonder Woman. I watched a bit of Wonder Woman, and
A bit of Wonder Woman. What?
I can name for you.
Whatever.
Because it was
Who
just.
Are you?
It was just, look, I love comics, but like, a comic is not a great film. A comic is just like bubblegum. It's like, you're not going to remember.
The shade that was just thrown your way.
Fair enough.
More than 50. More than 50 shades.
Fair enough. So the worst moment in Wonder Woman... The worst moment in Wonder Woman is the big reveal that the bad guy, Ares, was in fact the little moustache guy from Harry Potter. I know I keep harping on about him, but he is legitimately the worst part of the movie. When you could have guessed from a mile away that the German guy wasn't actually Ares. I just don't know why they thought it was a twist. And even though I haven't seen Baby Driver, I will contend that the worst part of the movie is the fact that Kevin Spacey, serial fucking sexual assault artist, is in the movie.
Wait, dude. This is news to me. No, okay. Go on, continue.
I can't even be bothered. I don't even bother seeing a movie.
That's true, because there's no one else in Hollywood who's ever done anything terrible like that.
They didn't put him in the movie. They're not in the movie. No one in Logan's done anything like that.
The movie is about the movie.
I don't think that's at all possible.
Say something about Sir Patrick Stewart.
People, you know?
You said it yourself, mate. Sir Patrick Stewart. Just wait.
Nah.
The clock's ticking.
All right, you know what? I'm going to make a decision early. Lucascio's got the points.
Thank you.
All right, so score is 2 to Marty. One to Lucascio. T is not on the board yet, but she does have a chance.
I think she's going to leave, to be honest.
Best theme. Musically.
Theme music? Or yeah, best theme music. Like motif of the film.
Oh, each one of you have a distinctive theme.
Mine is way better. Do you guys even know what yours is?
Hold on. Yes, I'll...
No,
I'll let you go first.
I don't even have to. It's wrong. Is that right?
The Wonder Woman theme, Hans Zimmer, is pretty freaking good.
I just did some other thing, but anyway.
I was listening to the soundtrack to Baby Driver.
You can't be him.
Hey, because it's so...
On his iPod.
I was riding my bike feeling like I was that, whatever his weird name is, just zipping around through traffic to the Harlem Shuffle.
Baby. But what's his actual name? Gort something?
Frink or something. I can't keep it in my head. But yeah, I mean, the whole soundtrack was amazing. But the Harlem Shuffle, I mean, you just can't help but like swerve around between traffic and just go crazy and feel like the young
T is just giving this face off. Are you fucking kidding me, son?
I can't in good faith go against a Hans Zimmer soundtrack, so I'm willing to concede this one to Wonder Woman.
Thank you.
All right, I'm going to Wonder Woman. Straight up, this is a fast episode.
Hey, mate, you don't even know it.
Oh no!
It did say the Harlem Shake.
Okay.
It did say the Harlem Shake. Does anyone know how to do the Wonder Woman one?
Hang on.
Next question. Now, this one you might have to look up. Best tagline to your movie. I'll pause this.
Tagline not being a quote. It's just like a quote, isn't it?
No, tagline would be like Die Hard 2, Die Harder.
Oh, yeah, love it.
Oh, yes.
All right, and we're pausing in 3, 2, 1. All right, we're back. T.
Wonder Woman, I think this is the first poster that came out. It was Power, Grace, Wisdom, Woman.
I don't know what they're trying to say.
Logan tagline. March 3. Nice. I like it.
That's not the tagline.
Marty. I got it.
Oh, you got it? Yeah. Okay, Lukash, go.
His time has come.
Oh.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Well, not necessarily. Only if you know the ending, because obviously his time has come. He's going to be heroic. It's going to be his action. His time has come. But really, his time, Father Time, he's done.
Marty.
No, I can remember great quotes, but I can't think of what's a good tagline for. I'm sorry.
I did think.
Wasn't it Drive, Baby?
Yeah, it was something.
I think it was something stupid like that.
Something like that. Yeah.
All right, so Marty's out. So it's down between T and Lukash. Who's going to get the second point?
What was your one?
Power, grace, wisdom, and wonder.
You don't seem very happy with that.
Don't be like, you know.
I can't comment, am I?
All to the face, can't properly.
Oh, you can comment.
Right,
it really slid off the tongue there, didn't it?
Yeah. Power, grace, wonder, wisdom.
Woman? Wasn't woman the last word?
Well, nah, I just made that up. I've made it wrong. Whatever!
Like, what are these words supposed to mean? You know what I mean? Like obviously, they're attributes that Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman possesses. But I mean, what do these words really mean?
Dude, what do I have to say?
Bruce, what was your tagline for Logan?
His time has come. I mean, who? What a mystery. You know what I mean? Like, who are we talking about?
No mystery.
Who is he?
And the time has come for what? The time has come for what?
Logan.
We don't know.
Logan.
That is a great twist because the time has come, has been said like thousands of times,
but
and they've
his
said
time?
His.
No, never.
They never.
All right, I'm making a decision. And I think T's got it.
Thank you. Just based on the fact that it is actually the better tagline.
It's true.
I liked it because it's simple. It's three or four words, boom, boom, boom. All right? And I know his time's come, but like if you don't know it, it doesn't say much to you.
Yeah, that doesn't tell me anything.
All right, so T's on two, Lakash is on one, Marty's on two. Next question. Lakash, you have to start this one. Which movie... Why do these other two movies do not represent 2017?
Why do the other two not represent? Or do I speak about mine?
No, you speak about why their ones don't.
Favouring me. This is a gift. When's your one set? Yours is in a post-Holocaust future.
You're right.
And yours is in the bloody World War I.
I'm gonna lose this one. You're right. Somebody, I better go last then. I'm gonna lose this one.
No, I wanna go last. Because I'm gonna lose
this one. Marty, started talking. Go.
Hey, Marty.
Well, I think I've said it. I mean, you know, it is 2017. It's like modern. It's young.
But you're talking about yours. Why do their movies do not represent 2017?
Because
yours is set now.
Wonder Woman is set in World War I.
Just a point there, the ending was actually set now, so keep going.
Okay, so it's set in World War I. Okay. Alright, okay, so Wonder Woman is basically like what do you call it when it's just like the, you know, just the standard comic story that they've been doing the same thing since, you know, I used to read them when I was a kid, and there's nothing new about it.
It could really be set anywhere. It could be any time.
Yeah, whereas Logan, I must admit, is very much post.
That's right, very much post-2017.
It's future.
Yeah, for sure.
It's nowhere near 2017.
For sure, I agree. No, I'm going last.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, you have to answer the next one first, then.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, yeah, so they don't represent because they weren't kind of a representation of a worldwide movement called, I don't know, hashtag Me Too. And they really just talked about, I don't know what bullshit that was. And,
she was pointing to Lakasha for those in podcast land.
Bullshit. And also, someone's running around stealing stuff. And then he has a what's the word? What the hell?
I can't help you, but I can't tell you because it'd help you.
That's the wrong thing to do and I need to get out. Actually, to be fair, if Marty's going to get a point, which I'm not so upset about, because you did have Kevin Spacey in your movie and that really did represent 2017.
Solid.
So I don't mind.
Akash.
Look, I mean, the Me Too movement's a pretty good point. But it really did kind of take shape at the latter part of 2017 and really, like, was really pushed in the early part of 2018, I feel. And, I mean, I don't really know, apart from being set in 2017, what Baby Driver has anything to do with 2017. But Logan... Can I do this?
Yeah.
Okay. Logan is set in a post-apocalyptic future where a minority, the mutants, are outlawed, they have been hunted down, and they have been... almost terminated, almost eradicated from the face of the earth by pure virtue of being different. Coincidentally, indeed.
Right.
Coincidentally, 2017 was the year
where we
there are plenty of women. And besides, no women can say Me Too to Wonder Woman. I mean, what's your superpower? Anyway. I'm kidding. I'm sure you have a superpower. But, where was I? I got lost.
Look, I'm just going to give the point to Lakashio because it evens it up and we go to our final one.
I knew when you said this question, I knew that you'd rigged it from the start to make it 2-2 at this point.
Wonder Woman. I mean, it doesn't count, but like, how can this Me Too, women, you know, women's rights and all that sort of thing be? She just had to be this beautiful woman with nice big breasts and like, it's just, you know, it's not about being a woman, it's about being pretty. I watched a few minutes.
Yeah, and then he came.
But the scary thing is, in the first few minutes, is she's a child, which is concerning. But anyway.
Gal Gadot is also a B cup, so I'm just saying.
Just, I don't know what movie you were watching.
Big, okay, they weren't particularly big, but I mean, it's all about being pretty. They wouldn't cast a pretty girl.
The breastplate is also a B cup.
The fact that it's about
casting a
pretty girl.
Would you ever turn down a girl rocking up in a Wonder Woman, like, if she rocked it well?
Yeah, I mean, what is
this? Well, it depends who the woman is.
1993, come on, no.
No, like the new one.
No.
1993? Jesus.
I'd like, I think the Gladiator, like, outfits of the actual Amazons is more niche.
I think she should have been a bit more De Niro about, a bit more method actor, and had a breast removed.
You know what? I don't disagree with that. That's true. That's true. At least CGI had removed, right?
Yeah, anyway. True.
Thanks for the filler, guys. All right, so final part. Last question. Who takes the title of Best Movie of 2017?
Me. Oh, sorry. That's not my turn.
The question is, and it's my favorite question, Best Villain.
You've already destroyed mine.
Oh, think. You can be creative with your answer. Best Villain.
Okay. I'll start. So the one of the villains in Logan is the X-25, I believe he's called, or the X-30, who is quite literally a carbon copy of Wolverine, except completely emotionless, looks exactly like him, and he's basically a stone-cold killer created by the evil organization who are monitoring the mutants for pure destruction, right? But the thing is that he looks exactly like Logan, which, if you've watched any other Wolverine movie, you know is a microcosm of the whole theme of Wolverine, that he is his own worst enemy.
Oh, nice. Nice answer. Okay, who's next?
Okay, well...
Just say Kevin Spacey, by the way.
No. There's some good villains in the movie. Yeah. Kevin Spacey, because he's a villain in real life.
That's right.
But Jamie Foxx was a brilliant villain.
Yes, he was great.
Wasn't he great? He was just a nasty piece of work.
It's in the trailer.
But then John Hamm turned into a very nasty piece of work, you know? Like, I just couldn't believe how many nasty guys there were in it. But I think I would have to give it to Jamie Foxx. He was evil to the core, you know? Like, he just wanted to shoot people for the hell of it, you know? And
tequila.
Indeed,
if you've heard Jamie Foxx sing the American National Anthem before the Manny Pacquiao Floyd Mayweather fight, he probably is the biggest villain.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
He can sing.
He can sing. But he didn't sing that day.
Was he drunk? Anyway, whatever.
All right,
Okay, so Dr. Maru, actually, who's not one of the main villains, but she is...
She is badass,
and she wears that weird, like... Again, I didn't think
you've
watched
seen more
it
than
that
five
much.
Minutes.
You liar.
Oh my God.
You liar.
I didn't watch the whole thing.
Answer me this, Marty. Answer me this. Which one was more attractive, Dr. Maru or Wonder Woman? I don't know.
Wonder Woman at 10 years old.
No, that's spacey territory. But I'll go Dr. Maru. I think she was hotter.
I think she was a really good example of how someone...
It's because I've been to goth clubs a lot, so she just reminds me of... A lot of X. Anyway, go on.
I'm gonna win just because of that. I don't mind. I'll take it. She's a perfect example of how someone who innocently can be tinkering with stuff and just uses science to actually be a freaking bad person and cause a lot of damage. She created the things, and that's when Wonder Woman comes to the end, and that's what Ares is trying to say. Look, people are bad people. Like, she was the epitome of someone who thinks they're not a bad person, who is actually just... destructive as all hell. So very subtly bad villain. Because she, your villains, she would have poisoned the crap out of them just for science.
You can't poison the X-25, he's indestructible.
I wish I could agree with you, but, I mean, the story didn't really develop her character enough because she was obviously had a bad childhood. I think she probably had Asperger's, to be honest.
She could have been a lot more interesting, she could have been a lot more fleshed out, and she wasn't.
Yeah, she was...
Yeah, but that's the writing, not the character. Like, well, it's the writing more than anything.
Character's pretty one-dimensional.
I will contend that basically she was used by the German guy for her science, so she may as well have just been a weapon.
Yeah, but she could have... Exactly. But she's a weaponized person who could continue to do bad things without any direction.
Now, can I just say, Anthony, you are right in saying that Jamie Foxx is a supervillain. I know, thank you for that. But
his character in the movie, whose name is what, Marty?
25, really, is a wonderfully divisible number. And, you know, like...
It is wonderfully divisible.
You know, that is not a bad thing.
I'm just asking Marty what Jamie Foxx's villain name in the movie is. What the character's name is.
Should I help him out?
No, I don't need that.
I could help you out, but
that's just what I want to know, just for trivia. Because obviously he's going to win this round, so I just want to know what the character's name is. Just for
I haven't made a decision. Honestly, where I'm at, everyone's got good points so far. I need that definitive line to make sure that why your villain was better than the others.
Okay.
I wouldn't want to be caught in a lift with Jamie Foxx. I think I could handle either of those.
It's because you're white, Marty. It's because you're white.
That's terrible. terrible.
Not Jamie Foxx. Jamie Foxx's character.
Do you know why Dr.
There you say,
Dr. Maru is the worst? Because she is that little bit of villain in all of us that we could all potentially be and we don't realise.
So she's not really very bad. She's just like that little bit of villain in all of us.
No, she's... Really? Really, dude?
I don't know.
That was a good line and you had to shit all over it. Well done, Marty.
Welcome to Film Feuds.
The crux of Logan as a film and the entire Wolverine saga in its whole, the entire character turning point for Logan is when he actually defeats the villain, which is the main purpose of villains. Thereby defeating the evil in himself and allowing him to give the selfless sacrifice on which the movie and the series of Wolverine ends.
So the worst villain is the villain who is not defeated.
Alright, so here's where my head's at. I have, with Wonder Woman, with Dr. Maru, I have a little bit of evil inside of us. With Jamie Foxx's character, he's just a sleazebag. And with Logan, I've got Jesus metaphor.
Jesus metaphor?
Sacrifice.
Why is Jesus his own worst enemy?
Well, no, the sacrifice.
Yeah, but the being your own worst enemy is the main part because they are exactly the same except one's emotionless.
You've got two metaphors now. All right, he's got two metaphors. Let's go one more. He's leading the lead right now.
Don't wear plastic masks.
I'm waiting to hear what Jamie Foxx's character's name is in
the
movie.
Don't wear plastic masks. I don't really hire...
I hate to interrupt.
I didn't want to help you.
All right, I'm going to give 10 seconds.
Okay.
Oh, come on. Logan? Right, a movie
seconds.
That I couldn't even be bothered seeing? Come on.
You should have been bothered to see it.
Boring. Who needs to see another Hugh Jackman as Wolverine?
You know what? I really liked Wonder Woman.
Logan wins. Best movie of 2017. Yeah. Give it off for Anthony LoCascio. Yay.
No. That one.
This is why the hashtag MeToo movement is getting no traction, because it doesn't support anyone else.
Oh, damn.
And shit's gone crazy. What was that? Oh, is there anything in it? No? Okay. All right, so Anthony, how do you feel that you win?
Well, really, I didn't win. The brilliance of Logan, the film.
That's right. Give it up for Logan, guys. Logan, best movie of 2017.
I just happened to be the best arguer.
People forgot it came out last year.
Logan?
Yeah, they thought it was a 2016 movie.
Because people don't even remember it.
People remember it.
Unlike Three Billboards, Anna Davis, which came out this year.
Oh, yeah. Just,
you know what? I'm not going to kick her once I've beaten her already, so...
Yeah, all right, fair enough. Okay, so...
I should try to work my way through a bit more of Logan, hey? You think it's worth personally?
It is
at
so good.
At least another 3 or 4
good.
Minutes.
Is it really and worth watching that?
Yes. Have you guys seen Shane?
Really huh?
Shane, the Western.
No.
It's like that, but adapted for a modern audience.
Yeah, and you couldn't have used that argument to help Elsa out.
It's not part of the argument.
The Logan...
Yeah,
the Logan,
that's on what you guys argue.
For the record, the comic that Logan's based on is better.
Brilliant, yeah. Okay, so
better than the movie.
Alright. Oh, I don't know. I think this movie is a little bit better. Anyway, alright. Last game. For our final game, it is the Seizure Kaiser movie game, where you name an actor or actress. We go around the table naming the movie that person's been in. You cannot name TV shows. You cannot name movies that haven't come out yet. You cannot name cameos. And to finally win, you have to name one more movie after everyone is out. Everyone's got 5 seconds. If they can't come up with anything, they are out. And it's a very loose 5 seconds. Okay. Anthony, who are you picking?
Pacino.
All right. Start it off.
The Godfather Part 1.
The Godfather Part 2.
I want to say Godfather Part 3, but I don't think he was actually in it. Did he die by then? I'm going to say Scent of a Woman.
Devil's Advocate.
The Godfather Part 3.
Dog Day Afternoon.
What?
Dog Day Afternoon.
That's a great movie.
What's he done lately? Ah, Heat.
Nice.
That wasn't lately, though.
No,
Scarface.
Serpico.
Pass.
You're out. Okay, Marty's out.
I love pass.
I was going to say Raging Bull, but that's the other one. What's the one that they did together, guys? Ah, damn it. Okay, I'm out then.
They did another one together. I'm just trying to remember that. Righteous Kill.
Nice. Carlito's Way.
Ooh. Cruising? Was that the one?
We don't have Skinner to check.
Yeah,
can someone
check this one?
IMDb?
If you can't use that one, I'll use Jack and Jill.
Ocean's 13.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Yes. Yeah, he was in Jack and Jill.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ocean's 13.
What's that other one? Oh, I've got it. Donnie Brasco.
Oh, fuck me. Here we go. This is the end of Lekaj. She had a
cruising
big ass. Hoo-ah. Yeah, I know. This is probably worse.
So many bad ones recently.
Yeah, so many bad ones recently. Like, I've gotten fucking. No. Wait. There was a movie where he played that singer.
Oh, I know.
It came out a couple of years ago. It was actually pretty good.
Yeah, the one with the old singer, right?
Hey,
yeah,
what are you. What are you dorks talking about?
Oh, it's Saeed. Saeed, who is not in this episode. Stay the fuck out of it.
I forgot one of my best movies ever. Yes.
Wait, don't say it yet. Okay. Just give me.
Wow, it's been a while.
Oh. Any Given Sunday.
Ah! Okay.
Think. See, last time I lost because
what was the one that he played Phil Spector?
Cruising does not seem to be one of them.
Okay. The one that he played Phil Spector. I can't remember the name of it.
Cruising is one of them.
Cruising. All right, I'm going Cruising.
Oh, fuck me.
Yes.
Fuck me.
Less of that.
Sorry.
No.
I didn't say the naughty word.
Yeah. I did earlier. I have to bleep it.
Oh my god! Can I say what TV series? He was actually in NYPD.
Really?
Yeah, in 1967 to 1969.
Jeez.
I know. Man, there's got to be some WOG Sicilian movie that he was in that I'm just forgetting.
Must be.
Oh my god.
The Godfather Part 4, unreleased.
Kind of, but no.
Okay, really. I'm going to have to name one to win.
Then does it, if you can't, does it come
then
back?
Then everyone
to
loses.
Okay, nice.
Oh my god, so many good ones.
Damn it, Pacino. I'm thinking animated.
So close.
Oh my god.
So close.
There's probably like two or three really obvious ones.
Yeah, and there's animated ones as well, which I can't put my tongue on.
If you give up, I've just got to tell you.
No, I've got one.
Simone.
Yeah. Yep.
Simone, where he played a guy that created a woman.
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah,
CJ Kaiser wins the CJ Kaiser movie game again.
The one that he played Phil Spector in.
Yeah.
It's called Phil Spector.
Is it called Phil Spector? God damn it.
It's a TV movie. And also...
Oh, was it? Okay.
Guess what, guys? He was in Jiggly.
Jiggly, that's it, yeah.
Was he?
Go roll it
Two
down.
For the Money, 88 Minutes, money. Merchant of Venice.
Oh, the Angels in America.
But the Recruit.
I said Devil's Advocate, didn't I?
And also The Insider.
I thought it was my first one.
He said Devil's
Advocate.
Really? Yeah.
Said.
Why would you go with that one as your first one?
Because I don't want to do Godfather.
God damn. Really?
What animated ones? I know he's done some animated.
There's no animated ones here.
Serious?
Yeah, no, I don't think he has.
We're talking about
Stand Up Guys. What about
guys,
that one?
But really? Gee, yeah. Really? The Recruit?
The Recruit.
Terrible.
Rubbish.
Yeah.
Insomnia.
Insomnia was pretty bad.
The Insider,
too.
Don't forget
Insider,
that one.
Yeah.
Donnie Brasco, you said
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I said that one.
City Hall.
Cully as
well. Actually, he's really not done as many good ones as I thought.
Yeah. Anyway, okay, so that's the end of Film Feuds, and we just finished with Best Movie of 2017.
Oh, Deep Blue Sea, that's a good one, too.
Yes, that was.
That's one where he goes undercover as a transvestite or as a gay guy.
That's Cruising.
No, there's another one. He does that twice.
Twice, does he?
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah, Deep Blue Sea, I'm pretty sure he does that as well.
All right, so what do you guys have to plug?
Oh, I got a lot to plug, man. Yeah, follow me on Instagram, Courage the Cowardly Wog. Please listen to Clowns of...
No, I'll bring that to the end.
Please listen to a...
podcast we'll bring at the end.
Podcast that we'll plug at the end. So,
any shows?
Maybe.
All right, Marty.
I got to plug in my phone. It's nearly flat.
Hey. Fair enough. T.
Here you go. We're doing some recaps of Married at First Sight. Marred at First Sight. Makes me want to spew, please listen. And also running, as my t-shirt says, which you can't see, hashtag SB Survivor. So, and hashtag just any bad dating stories, chuck it up on there. And if you know a legend, hashtag I'm not a Sydney boy. Make it happen.
Fair thing. And finally, you can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and all that at IMCs. You can follow the Film Feud Podcast at Film Feud Podcast on Twitter or on Facebook at Film Feuds. Don't forget to donate on Patreon. It only costs you $1 a month at patreon.com/filmfeuds. And now, Quick announcement of my new podcasts coming out. Podcasts. Hold on. First off, Game Grudges is coming back, so make sure you listen. It's exactly like Film Feuds, but with video games. Game Grudges. Look out for that one. I will not be hosting it, but I'll be producing it. And I'm handing over the reins to someone else. The other podcast I've got is called Unfiltered, where it's just me and my thoughts. And I have some very interesting guests, and it's very, very non-PC, very, very off-the-cuff, no editing required. And finally, Clowns of Kayfabe, starring Anthony LiCascio and T. Rena, the wrestling podcast we got coming up real soon. LiCascio, hand it to you.
Baffled, the most baffled look ever on her face.
We only came up with a name last night at like 2 a.m. or something.
I'm doing what now?
Yeah.
We've done a couple of trial episodes, which will be available for a special release
on Patreon.
Patreon.com/clownsofkayfabe. And the first few episodes that we've done have been really great, whether you are or aren't a wrestling fan, but probably if you're a wrestling fan,
you'll like it a bit more.
Yeah, you'll like it a bit more. We're basically going to go through top five of a random topic every single time we do a podcast. Of an interesting topic, and on occasion,
for example, best finishers, top five finishers. I'll pick my best top five. Anthony will pick his. T will pick hers, and you guys vote on who did it better.
Yeah.
And
we will occasionally bring guests on that do not like wrestling in the slightest. In fact, we're looking for people that actually hate wrestling, and we'll try and make them believers.
And you can follow us on Facebook.com/clownsofkayfabe, and possibly Twitter as well. All right, that is it. That's been Film Feuds. I might take a week off. I don't know. If an episode comes next week, great. It's there. If not, I'm taking a week off, damn it. I need a break. All right. That's Film Feuds. Best movie 2017. Give it up for Logan one more time.
Woo!
I've been Seiji Kaiser. Have a good night, guys. Or day. I don't know when you're listening to this. I don't really care. Oh, and please tell your friends.